On Thursdays, we read from your email, and you responded with great emotion to Michelle Norris's follow-up interview with Sharon White. She's struggling to rebuild her New Orleans home and life following Hurricane Katrina. We've talked with her a few times now.
It was going good up until a couple of weeks ago. I was someone intruded into my home and took all the copper tubing from the air conditioners and the heaters and plumbing. So they set me back, you know, but got to keep going.
Sharon should be the poster child for the rebuilding of New Orleans, writes Doug Perryman of Placerville, California. I've never been there, but I would consider moving to any neighborhood with strong, determined, active, yet considerate neighbors like Sharon living there. If the residents of New Orleans want to know how to rebuild their city, they need look no further than Sharon's example. Inda Eaton of East Hampton, New York, was similarly moved. She is an amazing person, and her positive can-do attitude made my day. I enjoyed the piece so much that I stayed in my car until the interview was over. I wrote a remembrance of Yankee great Phil Rizzuto this week, which struck a chord with many. Tom Connell of East Providence, Rhode Island, noted that I called Rizzuto unrestrained and unvarnished. He continued, unpolished, unrefined, and I believe genuine. He was a touchstone to a New York City and a baseball era that is in so many ways long past. We were inundated with letters about Michelle Norris's conversation with Mary Carol Battle as part of her Summer Food series.
Growing up, my best friend and I celebrated many of our birthdays together. When it came time to sing happy birthday, her mother always placed a huge, beautifully decorated store-bought cake in front of her, while my mother placed a wacky cake in front of me. Looks might count for something, but everyone always came back to the wacky cake for seconds.
Many of you wrote to inform us of the true name for this chocolate concoction made with, among other things, baking soda and vinegar. Some of the names we heard were Crazy Cake, War Cake, Goofy Cake, Grandpa's Cake, and Joe's Chocolate Cake. Here's one email. My mother called it Crazy Cake, and I made it as a girl, one of my first baking efforts, and it was always delicious, writes Kathy Stoltz of Vienna, West Virginia. Whatever they call it, every parent should make one with a child. The idea of putting vinegar in a cake is irresistible. And Mary Annarella of Shutesbury, Massachusetts, addressed the mystery behind that irresistible ingredient. As a science instructor, I would be remiss to pass up the opportunity to point out that the vinegar is not present to provide tang, as Ms. Battle suggested, but rather to provide leavening for the cake itself. It does this by chemically reacting with sodium bicarbonate, also known as baking soda, to eventually form water, sodium acetate, and carbon dioxide gas. Give us lift and keep your letters coming. Go to npr.org and click Contact Us at the top of the page. Thank you.